Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday, the 12th of March, 2023. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7WP and VK3PG. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 megs by Any Takers. On 3.67 megs by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.14 megs by Dale, VK7DG. On 14.13 megs by Peter, VK7TPE, and on 28.525 megs by Tony, VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and on VK7RAD in Southern VK7. Silent Key. Ken Hancock, VK7KH, Silent Key. Ken passed away on the 2nd of March at the age of 101. Ken was born on the 23rd of September 1921. He resided in Burnie and became the Toyota Motor Vehicle Distributor. Ken was responsible for importing the first diesel Land Cruiser to Tasmania, and with no tax on diesel in the early days, according to Bob, VK7BY, a 44-gallon drum of diesel cost $15. So many farmers were keen to purchase a diesel four-wheel drive. Besides his amateur radio, Ken was a very keen golfer. Even when calling to visit him about 2 years ago, he wouldn't be home, but playing golf at the Wynyard Golf Course, much to his wife's amusement. According to Malcolm, VK7NSS, he played a game of golf with Ken over a trailer load of sheep, with Malcolm winning the game. Ken was a prolific operator on the HF bands, both CW and SSB. On one of my last visits, with a big smile he proudly displayed, he could still see CW accurately. Ken had told me obtaining his amateur license opened many doors. He spoke to many amateurs in Japan and Europe, as well as many other countries. He travelled to Japan on numerous occasions and stayed with amateurs he regularly talked to on air, and once stayed in an actual castle in Europe with a real count, a historic title of nobility in certain European countries, who he communicated to on HF. Ken made all these contacts on a multi-trap vertical on the garage roof and a multi-band quad in the backyard. In 2003, Ken was the QSL manager for the WIA Northwest branch. Ken recollects the radio club on the northwest coast, where they used to meet at Sid Medford's garage in Mount Street in Burnie many years ago. I can recall meeting Ken at the WIA meeting in Lakin's Hall in Ulverston in the 1980s. I believe Ken is also honoured on the WIA VK7 Divisional Honour Roll Board, now located at Reist in Hobart. Ken was a member of our club for many years, a quietly spoken, gentle man. Ken was a very generous man. We were updating Shirley VK7HC's antennas. Ken donated all the poles needed to support the fan dipole. When I last met Ken, he was his usual gentle self and had a great chat. Ken was residing at Yumina Park in Burnie on his passing. Ken is survived by his wife of 70 years, Elaine, and daughter Wendy. 73, Eric, VK7EV News Officer, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Silent Key. Ian Milne, ex-VK7IR, Silent Key. We have some additional recollections from Dave, VK7DM, and Brian, VK7TX, that did not make it to the Silent Key notice for Ian last week. Dave recollected that Ian was an ardent tinkerer with all things associated with radio communications electronics. I guess typical radio amateur. I remember him DFing and locating fallen weather balloon telemetry units with great pride. He held a first-class operator's certificate. Ian was interested in aviation and hence hang gliding, to which he organised a takeoff path, runway, on the escarpment at Coin Ridge, unbeknown to management. He loved all living things and animals. I remember he came across an injured snake on the road up to Coin Ridge one time, and Ian insisted we stop the car and he tried to rescue it. We were horrified. That was Ian. Ian was a regular attendee at the Reist Wednesday lunchtime meetings while he held a current amateur radio license. Great memories. Dave Marsland, VK7DM. Brian recollects that Ian came to the Department of Communications from AWA at some time before that. He worked at the Carnarvon Satellite Station in WA. He told me once of an American scientist who came running out of some comms rooms, yelling with some desperation, "Has anybody got the code?" When asked which code, he replied, "The Morse code." We took Ian and Janet fishing one day in our boat, and Ian caught a nice whiting, but Janet said, "Let him live." So back it went. No more fish that day. They both turned vegetarian around that time because on the way to work up the southern outlet, Ian seemed to regularly end up behind a truck of cattle on the way to you know where. They looked accusingly at Ian, and that was it. I recall another quote from Ian. "Lynn and I went overseas for 5 months in 1974-75, and when we got back," he said, "absolutely nothing has changed. I wasn't sure if that was good or bad news." Ian was one of a kind, and he and Janet were a very devoted couple. Vale Ian, Brian Muir, VK7TX. VK7 event notice. Meet the Voice 2023. The Meet the Voice event will be going ahead this year on the weekend of the 18-19 March 2023, with the main event happening on Sunday, the 19th of March, from 11 a.m. It will be happening at the Ross Caravan Park on the banks of the picturesque Macquarie River. As in past years, attendees are welcome to make a weekend of it and stay at the caravan park. Bookings are encouraged to ensure you get a space. The barbecues will be fired up on the Sunday for lunch, and the presentation of the Meet the Voice Sewing Circle Trophy will be made around 11 a.m. The weekend coincides with the John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest, where the focus is on portable operation, so why not bring your portable station along and operate in the John Moyle as well? There will be a car boot sale, so bring along those pre-loved items for sale or giveaway or barter. 73 Sewing Circle Net. Contest news. John Moyle Field Day 2023. Just to remind everyone that the John Moyle Field Day is coming up soon. The next field day will be held over the weekend of the 18th-19th March 2023, that's next weekend, and will run from UTC 0100 on Saturday to 059 on the Sunday. The contest is open to all VK, ZL and P2 stations. All other stations are welcome to participate, but you can only claim points for contact with VK, ZL and P2 stations. All VK, ZL and P2 stations can claim points for all contacts with any stations in the world as long as valid serial numbers are exchanged. The contest is divided up into 8x3-hour blocks. You can rework each station in each block on the same band mode for extra contacts and points. There are several categories, and they cover portable stations and home stations with the following options: A, 24 or 6 hour, B, phone, CW, digital or all modes, C, HF, VHF, UHF or all bands. For instance, you can operate for 6 hours, phone and HF as an example. Why not set aside some time to exchange some numbers with those that will be out and about, even if you stay home? The John Moyle Field Day is a little different from other field days, as you can operate on HF if that's your interest. Suitable logging software makes the task of keeping track of rework times and point score. Here are a few options such as VKCL, VK5DJ, N1MM and many others. This also makes the job of sending your log in an easy task. On VHF, UHF, a good spot to check out will be the usual simplex channels on 6 meters, 2 meters, 70 centimeters and 23 centimeters. For all those with SSB, try the usual XX.15 on USB. With HF, we can execute the tried and proven band dance. If a few people exchange numbers from 160 meters to 23 centimeters, that makes for many points. Hope to hear you out and about. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. Bob, VK7BS, and Anthony, VK7AG, and Gary, VK7JGD, are planning on setting up a field day station primarily from the Men's Shed group using their new call sign, VK7 Charlie Mike Sierra, Channel Men's Shed, and some new operators, hopefully. We will be setting up in the area beside the boat ramp at Drew Point Margate, weather permitting, as the area is quite exposed to windy weather. We should be set up to go by the start of 0100, the 18th of March, Saturday, next weekend. We will be set up for HF, VHF and UHF, so if you hear us, we would be looking forward to some calls. All visitors are welcome, so come along and have a look. 73 Gary, VK7JGD. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. So to WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, 73 Al VK7AN. Northern Tasmania Radio Club Incorporated. We start this week's happenings with the Wattlewood Park Equine Endurance Ride update, as promised in last weekend's broadcast. Lucky I didn't jinx it after saying hopefully it will have been a successful ride. It was indeed successful from the providing of communications point of view, and mainly because no emergency assistance was required for any of the horses or riders participating in the event. A quick word from the NTARC Safety Coordinator, Roger, VK7AR, on the event. NTARC provided the usual support at Sassafras for the Wattlewood Park Endurance Ride. VK7's Roger ARN, Stuart ES, Peter KPC, Peter SB, Andre ZAB, Idris ZIR, Stefan ZSB, Tony ZTT attended on one or more of the days, transporting equipment to and from, setting up and on the day. The weather was fine, so much so that the horses were picking up dust to the extent that one operator took to wearing a COVID mask for a while. Thank you, Roger, and I agree that the sandy dust at one time of the checkpoints found its way into anything that moved or stood still for too long. In contrast, Peter VK7KPC's checkpoint problem was completely different. As you may have heard Peter on the Northern callback after the broadcast, where his comment went something like this. A note to self, in future I may not pitch my tent quite so close to a busy highway, even if it is in a picturesque orchard. Well, at least if you intend to camp the night with the vague idea of getting any sleep. Sorry, Peter, but what can one say? Event pictures of the club's weekend outing are available on the NTARC website under Blogs. Winter is definitely thinking about coming our way. Wednesday tech night at the club rooms was not necessarily cold outside, but it was good to see Luke Skywarmer slowly burning away in the background, having successfully taken the overnight chill off the club rooms. Many thanks to Stuart VK7FEAT for kick-starting Luke for the first time since summer. Stuart also brought along a solid-state Codan marine radio, type 6801 Mark II SSB transceiver, circa 1980. It had been converted, or should I say it had been gutted, as everything to do with receiving had been removed. The only original board left was the 100-watt PEP final output board. Four switchable RF transmit bandpass filters had been added along with many RF switching relays. Apart from the original channel changer, now functions as a band select switch for 10, 20, 40 and 80 meters. And the on-off switch, everything else on the front panel is now redundant. Hopefully next tech night we will plug in a dummy load and put it through its paces. Also in Stuart's box of goodies was a key telegraph, which certainly looked like an ex-armed forces style Morse key. According to the morsepad.com site, it was an impressive key incorporating the classic Scandinavian long tapered lever, following the Ericsson Swedish pump key design. Evidently, it was designed for use by NATO forces, made by Price Edwards Limited and Marconi S&R Systems Limited. It was manufactured throughout the 1960s, 70s and 80s. The cover of this key is not surprisingly painted in battleship grey, and like the rest of the unit, made of brass. Is the Morse key and Stuart possible future recruits for Nick's VK7WW's Wednesday night testnet and CW course? If so, I hope he remembers his steel cap boots, as this Morse key comes in a hefty 2.2 kilograms. It certainly is one you would not want to drop on your toes. Andre VK7ZAB also brought along a Yaesu FT991 that seemed to be suffering from intermittent high SWR warning problem. This warning situation was only when used with the internal antenna tuning unit, or ATU. This occurred initially on an external antenna and during further testing also into a dummy load. That certainly ruled out the antenna having an intermittent. When the high SWR warning came up, if you push the bypass button, the ATU, then the alarm clears and the SWR shows back as normal range. When ATU is switched back in, this warning may or may not come back on. After hitting the ASU forums, Andre came across an article by George Tuck, G4RNI, in the mods.dk website. Text edition links mods.dk. Modifications for the radio amateur. It looks like some of the transceivers manufactured about 2016 left the factory with lacquer covering the tinned earthing pads on the ATU unit. This would certainly upset the board's performance. This, in George's situation, was causing the high SWR warning to intermittently come up. His solution was to carefully remove the lacquer back to the solder with an abrasive fiber pin. It will be interesting to see if this rig's problems were caused by the same factory hiccup. It didn't take long for the covers to be removed and its innards revealed. The ATU module has been removed for further investigation. As usual, pictures of items from the evening are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Now for one of many things I don't know. The NTARC Club Software Defined Radio, SDR, has a recording function, as I'm sure most other SDR software probably do have as well, but I didn't know this. I gave it a try on Wednesday night from 1900 to record Nick VK7WW slow Morse course. Normally I am unable to listen due to other commitments or am helping set up the club rooms for the technical night. This time with the downloaded file I was able to sit back at leisure and listen to the Morse evening unfolding. I took Nick's advice, printed a Morse code sheet, and followed along in my beginner's mode. Nick sends at a good pace, and there was enough time to look up the character before the next during the new characters for the day portion of the net. Playing the file also gave me the ability to pause or go back to figure out the previously sent characters. This particular night certainly had a high number and level of static crashes to contend with. Nick, with his excellent signal strength, was not a problem, although towards the end, the mainland contacts were really taking a battering from the lightning. Now, I'm not saying I will take up CW, but it's one less excuse I can now use. Hi. Certainly an enjoyable night's CW net event, even though it was time shifted. For all of you John Moyle Memorial Field Dayers, here is some important information. Peter VK7KPC is intending participating in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day from the Ross Caravan Park this coming weekend, 18 to 19 March. He should be on air on 70 centimetres, 2 metres, 6 metres and HF, FM and SSB on the VHF bands and SSB, fairly slow CW and maybe Ritty on the HF bands, hoping to be operational for the entire duration, but with a mid-afternoon start due to conflicting scout leaders meeting, fortunately also at Ross. He will be monitoring usual VHF contest frequencies, hoping to make more than the 82 points scored last year. And that was from Peter, VK7KPC. Good luck, Peter, and hopefully we will catch you on air from Ross. Mug order. Yes, we're talking about the white mugs for drinking out of. Those that have our club logo on one side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. We are placing another order, so if you would like one of these, then please see Andre at the Friday coffee mornings or at the Wednesday bi-weekly club technical nights. Those members who have already requested a mug, please email secretary@ntarc.net to confirm the order. Anyone else who wants one, please specify what name is to be printed above the call sign. The final price will be about $12, depending on eventual quantity ordered. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no longer than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Presentation nights. Magnetic Loops Myth-Busting Demo. The REST April presentation and demonstration will be all about magnetic loop antennas. There are many, many myths out there on the interwebs about magnetic loop antennas, so for this presentation and demonstration, we'll focus on myth-busting by presenting the facts, demonstrating them in real time, and busting some of the myths that many amateurs hang on to about these fascinating antennas. We will be demonstrating the magnetic loop tuner design from Dave Truen, G7IYK. The presentation will be given by Justin VK7TW and will be streamed and go out on DVB-T RF. This will take place on Wednesday, 5th April 2023 from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there. 73, REST Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV experiment is night. We start tonight with Rex, VK7MO, who took us through his experimentation with aurora propagation experiments with VK3MAP, VK3DXE, VK3AXH, and VK3KZM, with assistance from Andrew Kleckerquick from the AAD. Rex outlined that there was an event on 27 February 2023 with a KP greater than 5 auroral event. This group used WSJTX Q6515C mode with smaller 2-metre stations using 100 watts and single Yagis all pointing south. Over the night, they achieved over 800 decodes. It was cloudy in Tasmania, so nothing too much from an optical auroral, and Rex outlined the Steve phenomenon, which refers to strong thermal emission velocity enhancement, which is different from aurora and possibly a candidate for radio propagation. There was historical background from QST in 1939, referring to the first reference to auroral propagation, and then Rex went through the decodes, with strong signals with huge variation in frequency. We then looked at the spreadsheet of the decodes and some points of interest. Rex plotted the audio and signal levels and showed +8 to -17 signal variation. There is a dramatic drop in signal levels in the middle of the night and is a known phenomenon called magnetic midnight. Using single tones, Rex demonstrated frequency spreading with +400 Hz of spreading. Rex uses NOAA forecasts using a G scale, and the 27th event was 7 on G scale, and the aurora ring was very close to Australia for this event. Rex finished with a montage of auroral photos. Justin VK7TW then showed some wonderful photos from David Brunet, FT4YM, who has just come back from the French Concordia station. Thank you, David. David did watch the YouTube stream and let us know. Justin showed the QSL card from David and a Concordia postmark. Justin exchanged QSL cards. We then talked about the recent strong gale force winds and the damage it did to Justin's magnetic loop antenna. The 100mm PVC pipe snapped at a weakness in the pipe. We finished with a reminder that this week we will be focusing on the working Carabulite SDR plus much more. We stream the nights on the Reef YouTube channel. We go out on RF, DVB-T, 7MHz, standard definition, on 445.5MHz. So if you have a TV set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Training and assessment. Yesterday we had a great turnout from the Channel Men's Shed with 5 candidates sitting their foundation license and another 4 candidates sitting their standard upgrade assessments. Good luck to all. The next Reist foundation license training and all license assessment day is Saturday, May 13th. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation license training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg, VK7KK. AR News, home of the good guys. Just before Christmas 22, the call went out from David Bouinet, FT4YM, who was a French amateur based at Concordia Station, who had blown up the finals in his transceiver. He was looking for replacement transistors or a linear amplifier to borrow. The only catch was he had 2 days to get the items onto the ship going south, the Strobolab 3. We managed to get a 200-watt linear and packaged it up and delivered to the Hobart Wharf on Christmas Eve. It arrived in Antarctica and was used whilst David was traversing an ice dome on a 2-week trip to gather an ice core. So you could say it was used Antarctic mobile, hi-hi. Well, David arrived back in Hobart on the boat along with 16 other experimenters, all heading back to France. Justin VK7TW and XYL Helen caught up with David for a very enjoyable brunch and eyeball QSO. It was fascinating to hear about David's time in Antarctica, and he had been down there 5 to 6 times and is a seasons expeditioner and will be going back. David lives in Grenoble, which is a small French village near the Italian border, and enjoys mountaineering and skiing in the Alps. We exchanged QSL cards for the Eyeball QSO, and on David's card was written, "Thanks, Justin, perfect amateur radio spirit." David shared many photos from his trip down south that we featured at the DATV Experimenters Night and can be seen on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 Justin VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net Daily on 3.64 MHz commences at 6 p.m. AEDST. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.65-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 to link VK7RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group meeting Monday and Friday, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays coffee mornings in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC Wednesday, 22nd March, club technical night from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. NTARC Wednesday, 15th March, TASNET and TECHNET. TASNET CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 megs from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, NW Tassie 2 meter DXNet 144.190 USB. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. CCR 27 March 2023 SSTV Nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7 RMD 2 meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events MTV 19 March Meet the Voice Barbecue just next to the Ross Caravan Park on the banks of the Macquarie River. Presentation starts at 11 a.m. VK 18 to 19 March John Moyle Memorial Field Day. NTARC 1 April Club General Meeting from 2 p.m. held in the NTARC Club Room, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle. Reist 5 April Magnetic Loop Antennas Myth Busting with Demo with Justin VK7TW from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Room. VK7 June 2023 VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. ALARA November 2023 ALARA Meet 2023 Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7ZIR. Repeaters Reist NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7TPE, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7JGD, UHF CB15, VK7 FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflectors 91C, VK7 ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio broadcast for this week. You've been listening to or have just missed VK7 WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio news at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73, stay safe from Peter, VK7PD.